It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
We hear, of course, have been hearing about this tragic story out of Florida where two FBI agents were killed, and one has a pretty significant Albany connection.
That's right. One of the FBI agents who was killed yesterday in this horrible case, it was a child pornography investigation just outside of Fort Lauderdale. And there was some kind of a confrontation as they were conducting their investigation and making an operation. And a fairly young guy, Daniel Alfin, 36-year-old agent, who used to be here in Albany and was well-regarded here in Albany. He was here from around 2009 to 2015. Alfin was involved with this, where he and also one of his colleagues was shot dead. And also the suspect in this case took his own life. But afterwards, there was an outpouring for these officers. This was described as one of the darkest days for FBI. But Alfin was recognized and commended for the work he did, really investigating crimes against children. That was one of his specialties. He'd been assigned at the main FBI office in Washington, D.C., where he'd worked on these cyber crimes involving crimes against children. And he had done the same work here in Albany. He was remembered yesterday as, quote unquote, an incredible agent who did some outstanding work. And he apparently had sort of moved up the ladder and received some higher appointments as he went along. But it was a dark day. As I said, he was well-regarded and well-liked here in this community.
The other story you've been following for us today has to do with a more local breakdown of a statewide report on rural New York counties faring better than urban areas on sales taxes.
Yes, we have a story today by our business editor, John Cropley, and this is a look at the 2020 sales tax collections. And these are so important because they really are an important source of revenue for local governments. And it was a little bit of a mixed bag, but it was also a little rosier than originally anticipated. When the pandemic first hit, many analysts were expecting just a real huge dropping off in sales tax revenue. As it turned out, statewide, some of the bigger counties did see these drop-offs, but very interestingly, more of the rural and smaller counties, including in our region, actually saw quite handsome upticks. And the big breakdown is that in normal times, people sort of are very mobile. They're commuting to the bigger urban areas to do their jobs, to do shopping, because there are more shopping centers. Because of the pandemic, the theory here is that a lot more people either shopped very locally or did a lot of their shopping online. In our capital region, it was very much a very distinct breakdown. The bigger counties of Albany County, Saratoga, and Schenectady, all three of these saw decreases in their sales tax revenue in 2020. But just outside there, in counties like Fulton County, Montgomery County, Schoharie County, Washington County, Columbia, the numbers are up quite a bit. So Fulton County, for example, up 6.2%. Montgomery County was up 6.6%. Schoharie County up 5%. There's this very interesting distinguished trend. On the downside of this is that statewide, the numbers were down pretty severely. They're talking about when you look at all 62 counties, it was a 10% decrease. And that's in comparison to just a 6% decrease during the year of the Great Recession. So that is a concern. The big counties, and especially New York City, where there was just a huge drop of 18.7%, there's a big hit there.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. He joins us each Wednesday. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks.
Thank you, David.